المسلمون.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. All praises due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefs of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Wherever Allah guides, no one can lead Him astray. And wherever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is His abd and His servant and messenger. As what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is innovation. Every innovation is astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. After thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him and sending salatu wasalam on His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we then thank you, the brothers and sisters in Islam, for attending this two-day intense program entitled Diseases of the Heart and Their Cures, that is being sponsored by the Islamic Center of East Orange and the Quran and Sunnah Society. Some of the things, if you haven't seen the program, that we're going to be discussing, inshallah, in the next 2 days, and we apologize for the lateness, are deeds of the heart, and why we are even talking about the heart, what's important about the heart. And then, inshallah, if time permits us to be closer to the schedule as possible, then we'll have brunch and Salatul Zuhr. And then the second lecture will be by Sheikh Muhammad Jibali and Sheikh Mu'taz on greed, envy, and suspicion and treating the ills of the heart. Then at 3 o'clock and 4:30, the lecture will be Living Tawheed, the Most Important Deed of the Heart, by Sheikh Hassan Zabari. And then we have Salatul Asr, inshallah ta'ala, and then dinner. And then between 6 and 7, we'll end after that. It will be questions and answers, the panel discussion. We don't want to belabor this introduction, but once again, we thank you for coming, because this is a very important topic, and it's a topic that I don't think is discussed enough. Unfortunately, many of us, we become very robotic and very mechanical, and we talk about a lot of the things that deal with the external aspects of Islam. And this is a subject that is extremely important, because this is the thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, that if it is wholesome, then the whole body is wholesome, and then if it's corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. And that is the heart, of course. So with that, I'd like to turn the microphone over to my brother in Islam, Muhammad Jibali, who would like to talk briefly about the Al-Quran and Sunnah Society.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Amma ba'd. This program, in fact, is also shared in the sponsorship with, in addition to Quran and Sunnah and the East Orange Masjid or Islamic Society, also by Masjid Istiqama in New York. And the brothers in Masjid Istiqama, the publishers of Al-Huda paper that you probably, all of you, read it, have agreed to cancel their monthly program this weekend so that they could join with all of us, inshallah, in this program. And I was supposed to be the speaker in that program, so inshallah we also thank them and indicate our appreciation. May Allah Azza wa Jal give them his blessings for being part of this program. Mm-hmm. And I would like also to compliment the brothers in the East Orange Masjid. This is the first time that I've seen the Masjid, even though I've seen many of the brothers who go to that Masjid, including, of course, our brother Dawood. But the first time I've seen the Masjid and the school which is linked with it, and it is I was very impressed by the whole thing. So alhamdulillah, it is very reassuring to see such a great effort and large numbers of Muslims who are very strong advocates of Al-Quran and Sunnah and the methodology of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So, and this is done, this is practiced, I mean this is taught and practiced in the Masjid and in the schools relating to, associated with the Masjid. So alhamdulillah, it is a very good effort, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to spread this blessed da'wah all over the United States and the world, because it is the only da'wah that is the true and that will involve Allah's acceptance, and that will certainly lead to the success in both lives for people who apply it openly and in their hearts as well. And this leads, of course, to the subject of this or the theme of this program, which is the deeds of the heart. Because every deed, every action of the body is useless unless it is based on conviction, on something in the heart. And there are deeds of the heart which do not specifically have, you know, related actions, but collectively they are the basis for all actions of the body, and any action that is not based on the correct basis of the heart, of the deeds of the heart, that means that it is a false action, or an action which is a form of hypocrisy, that's, or show off. So that is a rejected action by Allah Azza wa Jal. So because of the realization of the importance of the heart, of the deeds of the heart, of the good heart, and as opposed to the sick heart and the diseased heart, therefore there was this subject that was proposed by our brothers in this area, and including the East Orange Masjid or Islamic Society, and inshallah we hope that this will be a program which is of benefit for all of us. Very briefly about Al-Quran and Sunnah Society, we have just moved to, or Al-Quran and Sunnah Society has now its offices in Arlington, Texas, which is one of the suburbs of Dallas, and we are having in the offices, we have a bookstore, a library, a tape store, and in addition to the offices for publishing and da'wah and so on. And inshallah, by this we hope that we can spread the da'wah, or work on spreading the da'wah with our brothers who carry the banner of this da'wah all over the country, to help spread it much better. And inshallah we will be working more seriously now that we have some full-time workers for this for Quran Sunnah Society, that we'll be able to spread the da'wah more seriously in all different fashions. We'll inshallah start publishing books, and very soon inshallah, for those who are on our mailing list and by registering for this program, inshallah you'll be on the mailing list as well. You will be receiving more information about our progress, including book lists and tape lists and so on. So inshallah, our intention as ever, and better than ever, maybe more than ever, more seriously than ever, is to spread the da'wah of Islam, which is the true Islam, the only true Islam, which is based on the book of Allah, the Sunnah of His Messenger, and the guidance of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and their true followers. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this program a beneficent program for all of us, and to purify our deeds for Him, and to accept our humble efforts. Inshallah. Akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah was salatu was salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, this first lecture that we're going to present is on the subject of deeds of the heart, and more specifically, why are we even talking about the heart? Why is it important to talk about the heart? And we have many verses of Quran and many ahadith sahiha, authentic hadith from our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on the subject of the heart. The other day when some of us were discussing in the masjid this issue of a lecture on disease of the heart and its cures, someone made the statement or asked the question, how can you have a two-day lecture or intensive program on the heart? Is it that detailed that you can talk about the heart for 2 days, for two straight days? And the answer, of course, is yes. And if not, we're going to stretch it until it lasts for 2 days, inshallah. One of the things that we'd like to mention first, when talking about why we're even talking about the heart, is that if we intend to benefit from what's going to be presented this morning and this afternoon and tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon and evening, then the very first thing that we need to do, inshallah, is to purify our hearts, because our hearts are the home of the niyyah. The niyyah resides in the heart. So the very first thing that we should do is purify our hearts and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove whatever we have in our hearts that is corrupted or that is for any other reason except to learn. That we're not coming here to be entertained, that we're not coming here to just look at who's speaking, or we're not coming here to gossip and spread rumors about I saw this person or I saw that person, or any of these things that corrupt the heart, or that makes the spot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, the Quran, the spot that when people commit sins, it forms on their hearts. But that we should try to once again purify our hearts and correct our niyat, correct the reason why we're coming and the intentions for what we're here. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our hearts with those things that are necessary for us to understand what's going to be presented by the sheikhs that we have here and those students of knowledge that we have here, similar to myself. In addition to this, we want to pay full attention to what's being said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has not made inside of the man two hearts. He has not placed inside of a human being two hearts. So we should try to pay attention to what's being said. And if anyone is falling asleep, then we should, inshallah, wash our faces so that we can pay attention with the one heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside of our chest. In addition to this, we should remember that we, the human being, we don't have complete control over our hearts. This is one thing that we should keep in mind, that we, those creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the ins, we don't have complete control over our hearts. And this is why Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, said that the dua that she remembers that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say the most in her house was, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenika wa ta'atik. O revolver or controller or fluctuator of the hearts, please keep my heart, make my heart firm in your deen and your obedience. So we should remember that we don't have control over this piece of flesh that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that if it is wholesome, the whole body is wholesome, and that if it's corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. And he said, Allah wa hiya al-qalb, and that is the heart. We should remember that we don't have control over it, and we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day and in the night, to and fro as we journey throughout this dunya, which is temporary, to allow us to have some control, because He is the one, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna man qulubul ibad bayna asba'i ar-Rahman, innahu idha arada an yuqallib qalba al-'abd qallabahu." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the hearts of the slaves, His slaves, His servants, between His fingers, and that He, when He wants to fluctuate them or move them back and forth, He does so. He moves them back and forth. And lastly, we want to just mention that we shouldn't be fooled into thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only concerned with the heart. You hear some Muslims worldwide, in fact the other day when a sister called, a new Muslimah, called the office of the Islamic Center, and she asked, why is it that we have to cover? She said, wrap, that's the word she used. Why is it that we have to wrap and cover? Allah knows what's in my heart. Allah knows what's in my heart. Why do we have to do these things? And the men don't have to do these things. This was the tail end of her question. And I explained to her, as I'm trying to now, that don't be fooled into thinking that Allah is only concerned with the heart, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at your shapes and your forms and your colors, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ, but He looks at your heart. And then some Muslims, unfortunately, they leave off the last part of the hadith, وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ, He looks at your heart and your actions. So this lets us know that we have to make a connection between the two. We should not be fooled when listening to these lecturers about the qalb. We should not be fooled that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only concerned with the heart, nor that flip side of it, that we should not be fooled into thinking that Allah only looks at the outside, but that He looks at both, that they're both closely connected, and that if one is pure, then the other will be pure, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. There was a hadith in trying to do as much research on this topic, why we talk about the heart, why is it important to talk about this qalb. There was a hadith that I came across that I had never read before. And alhamdulillah, I don't think there are many of us that can say that they've read all the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is one of the many, many that I read that was very shocking to me. Even though it is collected by Imam Muslim, and it's very well known even in the English language now, alhamdulillah, the Prophet ﷺ said, يَكُونُ بَعْدِي أَئِمَّ, there will come after me imams. He said, لَا يَهْتَدُونَ بِهُدَايَ, and they will not be led by my guidance. They will not be led by my guidance. There will be أَئِمَّ, which is the plural for imams, that will come after me, وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ بِهِدَايَةٍ, and they won't be guided by my guidance, وَلَا يَسْتَنُّونَ بِسُنَّتِي, and they will not follow or implement my sunnah. These are actions now. They won't be guided by my guidance, and they won't follow or implement, and maybe revive can be used in this sense also, revive and or implement my sunnah. وَسَيَقُومُ فِيهِمْ رِجَالٌ, and among them, meaning among these imams after me sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, will be people, men. There will appear men among them. Listen to the next words of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. And we know that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam is the one who He Himself and also the angels said about Him that His eyes sleep, but His heart is awake. His eyes sleep, but His heart is awake. Unlike us, when we go to sleep, except for those Sufi sheikhs who say that they have the same quality as the Prophet, وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, may Allah forbid, and we know that this is not true, they are lying on themselves, that when we go to sleep, our eyes are asleep and our hearts are asleep. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has graced this ummah with a man who, when he goes to sleep, his eyes are sleeping but his heart is wide awake. And he speaks only with the truth. What is the truth? As he says, nothing comes from this, pointing to his tongue, except al-haq, the truth. He said that these individuals that will come among those a'imma, those imams who will come after him, وَلَا يَهْتَادُونَ بِهِدَايَةٍ وَلَا يَسْتَنُّونَ بِسُنَّةِ, they won't be guided by my guidance and they won't practice and implement my sunnah. These men, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts, قُلُوبُ الشَّيَاطِينَ بِجُثْمَانِ إِنْسِ, they will have the hearts of devils in the bodies of human beings. They will have the hearts of devils, shayateen, fi juthmani ins, in the hearts of human beings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah azza wa jal to make our hearts the hearts of human beings and make them pure. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenika wa ta'atika. O fluctuator and controller of the hearts, make our hearts firm on your deen and your obedience. Ameen. We do not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause our hearts to be like the hearts of shayateen, because for surety, brothers and sisters in Islam, on this most important subject of al-qalb, the diseases of it, amradul qulub, the diseases of the heart and its cures, for surety, brothers and sisters, in my humble opinion, in the speaker's humble opinion, it is worse to have your heart like the heart of a shaitan and looking like a human being than have the heart of a shaitan and have the appearance of a shaitan. To have the appearance of a human being and have your heart like a shaitan, to me, is worse. Because when that person is coming to you, you see the appearance of a human being. But in their chest is the heart of shayateen, of the devils. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ وَجُنُودِهِ, and we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from him, shaitan, iblis, and his forces and his army. So this is the third point that I'd like to make, that we shouldn't be fooled that this issue of the heart, Allah is only concerned with death, even though he says in the Quran that the wealth and the children, the offspring of a human being, will not avail him. The only thing is that he comes to Allah with qalbun saleem, that he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure, clean, unadulterated heart, a heart that is free of kufr, of disobedience, a heart that is free of shirk, of polytheism in all its forms, a heart that is free of bid'ah, innovations, a heart that is free of haqd, of rancor and hatred and backbiting, etc. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this, not only for these 2 days that we're going to discuss this, but until we go to our graves, and we're going to be tested and questioned in those graves, as we already know. As for the linguistic meaning of al-qalb, the lughatan meaning, the linguistic literal meaning of al-qalb, it has a few meanings. According to some of the etymologists of the Arabic language, they say that the word qalb, our heart, means that thing which fluctuates, that thing which goes back and forth, from the linguistic meaning of qalb, that thing which flip-flops. And from Abu Musa, radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ لِرِيشَةَ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَاتٍ يُقَلِّبُهَا الرِّيَاحِ ظَهْرًا لِبَطْنٍ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the heart is like a feather in the desert land being pushed back and forth by the wind. This gives us an example of what this word means, the qalb. It is that piece of flesh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put two inside the human being, but one that flips back and forth, back and forth. And this hadith, alhamdulillah, is authentic and is transmitted or collected by Al-Baghawi in his Sharh al-Sunnah. and also in Mishkat al-Masabih. So the importance of this piece of flesh, brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, should already be seen. This piece of flesh, of where resides iman and taqwa, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said at-taqwa ha-huna, and he pointed to his chest when he said this twice, that at-taqwa is here, at-taqwa is here. This is something that even though we don't have absolute control over it, we should call on the one who's musarrif. We should call on the one who's muqallib, the one who fluctuates those hearts that is between his fingers of the human beings. And in one narration, he said that the Prophet ﷺ said that the hearts of the human beings are between the fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are as one. The hearts are as one. When we, in listening to these lectures, should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is that instrument that flip-flops, and because it houses taqwa and iman, that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not allow it to flip-flop or fluctuate, that we should ask Him to let it be firm and keep that iman filled in our hearts and taqwa filled in our hearts. Also, when talking about this most important aspect of the deen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-qalbu ashaddu inqilaban min al-qidr idha ijtama'at ghalayan." He said, the heart of the son of Adam, or the heart of the human being, fluctuates or agitates more severely than a pot of boiling water. Than a pot of boiling water. من القدر إذا اجتمعت غليان. This really, brothers and sisters, is a very profound hadith from our beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just think about this. Our hearts fluctuate, move back and forth. They agitate more severely than the boiling water in the pot. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is so important that we should try with all our level best to keep this instrument, to keep this mudgha, to keep this piece of flesh that is in our bodies pure and clean. Because it may just be that some of us may go to bed a mu'min, and because of the fluctuation of the heart, may wake up a kafir, wali'adhu billah. There are some people of the past who had different interpretations of the meaning of al-qalb and the importance of it, and some of the people of as-salaf, like one of the Shafi'i scholars whose name is Ibn al-Mulqin rahimahullah, he says and had the opinion that the intelligence of a human being, that the origin or the foundation of al-aql was in the qalb, that the intelligence of the human being was in the heart of the human being. And of course, as we just mentioned, there were some differences of opinion. He used a verse of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts wherewith they understand not. Based on this ayah, he had the opinion that the aql, the intelligence of the human being, was in their hearts, not their minds. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have these hearts, but they don't understand with them. They don't utilize them to understand. So some of the people of the past said that al-aql, or the intelligence, or the thinking of the human being, is not in his brain, but it is in his heart. To show you once again how important this piece of flesh is. And some of the other people of Islam of the past, they said that salahul qalb khamsatu ashya. That the rectification or the correction or reparation and the cleansing and sanitization of the heart has five basic areas, in the humble opinion of the person who had this opinion. He said, قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالتَّدَبُّرِ. It is the recitation or reading of the Quran with deep reflection and contemplation. This is one of the ways that you repair and you correct that piece of flesh that we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to purify. The recitation of the Quran, but not just the mere recitation of the Quran. For instance, you find some people reading the Quran or making the zikr of the Quran by recitation of it, and they're not paying attention to what they're reading. Just mere recitation. And we're not talking about, of course, muraja'ah. We're not talking about reviewing what you've memorized. We're talking about just reading the Quran without any contemplation or reflection on the words that's in the Quran. And this, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a part of the nasiha of the book. As when the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-deenu nasiha." And in one narration he said it three times, that the deen is nasiha. It is good advice or sincerity. And then when they said, we said, to whom, O Messenger of Allah ﷺ? He said, "Lillah." And of course the meaning here changes, because you and I cannot give nasiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, "Likitabih," to his book, and to his messenger, and to the a'imma of the mu'mineen or muslimin, wa'amatihim, and to the leaders of the Muslims, the believers, and their common people. As a part of the nasiha to the book, as a part of the nasiha or the good advice to the book, it is that we reflect on the deep meanings of the Quran. That when we recite the Quran, there's tadabbur, there's tafakkur, there's contemplation, there's deep thinking and reflection on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar. Verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, etc. This heart should reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Because there's going to come a time, brothers and sisters in Islam, that whatever we read in the Quran, it's not just going to be important that we recited the Quran so that we may be elevated, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the last verse that we memorized and learned, but also how we understood. Did you reflect on the Quran? Did you contemplate on its verses? And did you implement them? The second thing that some of the people of the past have said, khala'ul batn. This is a part of rectification and reparation of the heart. And that is cleansing the stomach. In other words, are you concerned on what you eat? Because the eating habits of the Muslim has a direct relationship, is directly related to cleansing the heart. Even physiologically, the scholars of science and medicine will tell you that what you eat physically has an important part on the cleansing of the heart, because of the blood fluctuating and moving throughout the body. And also spiritually, what you eat has an effect on your heart. As Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah said, that one of the signs of a muttaqi, one of the signs of a person who has taqwa, is his eating habits. And some of the people of the Salaf have said that whatever goes in, if it goes in pure in the body, it comes out pure. And if it goes in corrupted, it comes out corrupted. And if it goes something goes inside the body doubtful, the exvocation of it will come out doubtful. Rahimahumullah. May Allah have mercy on all of them. And also qiyamul layl, standing up at night, of which I am still amazed and astounded how a Muslim can say that he has or she has a Muslim household or an Islamic household, and they don't stand up once in a year in qiyamul layl. How can you consider your homes that hearts are fleeing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, homes that hearts are making sujood? Because when the person makes sujood physically with their bodies, their heads eventually come up. Even the most pious of abids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they make the sujood to Allah, their heart, their bodies come up, eventually their heads are risen. But the person whom we should all be trying to be like, when their hearts make sujood, brothers and sisters in Islam, you should never want your heart to come out of sujood. How could it be that a person considers their households Islamic households, and not one time in a year their houses are devoid? No qiyamul layl, no tahajjud whatsoever. So if we want to have islah or salahul qalb, the rectification and reparation and cleansing of our hearts, we have to at least make tahajjud at least once a year, if not as much as we can throughout the week. And they go on by saying at-tadarru' 'inda as-sahar, that we have strong, intense supplications, dua and zikr in the early morning, the wee hours of the morning. This is something that will help brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, help repair and correct our hearts. And lastly, majalasatu salihin, spending time sitting with the people who are righteous, those individuals who are trying to themselves purify their hearts and sanitize their hearts. We have to have the accompaniment. We have to hang out with, so to speak in colloquial terms, those individuals who are righteous individuals, those individuals who are going to have an effect on our hearts and our thinking and our behaviors. This is one of the ways, these of the five ways, that we help to purify and sanctify our hearts, because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us, and as the people of the da'wah as-salafiyya have explained to us, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam has explained to us, that this da'wah of as-salafiyya has three categories or three compartments contained in it or within it. It is at-tawheed, knowing the unicity and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ittiba'u al-rasul, to follow the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. And we cannot follow him unless we combine the actions with the statement of La ilaha illallah and the affirmation, total submission, willful obedience, and loving submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said when he's sending the Prophet to all mankind, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And finally, التَّزْكِيَةِ, to teach them the book and the wisdom, which is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the wisdom according to Aristotle or some sheikh who has a big turban, but the wisdom, meaning the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and to purify and sanctify and sanitize their hearts and their souls. Unfortunately, there are many, not many, but some of the Muslims of this da'wah, unbeknownst to them, they think that it is solely important, and meaning that when I say da'wah, I mean the da'wah of a salafiyya, the da'wah to La ilaha illallah, and to the Quran and the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and to the way of our rightly guided predecessors, that is as-salaf as-salih. Unfortunately, there are some Muslims who claim and are, alhamdulillah, part of this da'wah, that relegate and centralize this da'wah only to the aqidah, only to thinking and believing that it's necessary and most important to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne in a manner that is befitting his majesty, or knowing how to make the salah properly, the mechanics of the salah externally, or knowing about fasting. But some, unfortunately, not many, and Allah knows best, are only concerned with these things and not concerned with the affairs of the heart. And unfortunately, when we find these Muslims, and inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to the completion, the totality of Islam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa, O you who believe, enter into Islam wholly, totally. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us come wholly and totally. That when they think about this da'wah as-salafiyya, they think only about al-aqidah. They don't think about the heart. And unfortunately, here's where the people of tasawwuf or Sufism come in and lead those individuals, bimashiyatillah, to the other side of the spectrum, to the other side of the rainbow, of where there is no pot of gold waiting for them. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have to be concerned with the heart, because once again, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, if it is wholesome, then the whole body is wholesome, and if it is corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. We should make a unity between the heart and the soul. We have a hadith from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the authority of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion Uzayfa al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu wa radahu, he said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تعرض الفتن على القلوب. Temptation or al-fitna, in the plural form al-fitn, will be presented to men's hearts كالحسير عودا عودا. It will be presented to men's hearts as a reed mat. As a reed mat is woven stick by stick. عودا عودا. فأي قلب أشربها نكت فيه نكتة. The Prophet ﷺ went on by saying, any heart that is impregnated by this disease, this al-fitn, any heart that is impregnated by it will have nukta sawda, a black spot on it. And we know from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ بِمَا مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, but rather they have on their hearts ran. This is a spot that any time a person commits a sin, this spot appears on their hearts. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us in this hadith that there are going to be individuals who are going to have this nukta sawda, a black speck or spot on their hearts. And in other narrations it says that they become accumulated so much that their hearts become totally black. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if these were no one else, excuse me, and that there are others who will have a spot of whiteness on their hearts. وَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا نُكِتَ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضًا. And that there are other hearts who reject this fitna. Other hearts that reject and repudiate this type of fitna, and on those hearts there will be a white spot. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts spotless. There's another narration from Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu where he says, Al-Qulubu Arba', Al-Qulubu Arba', that the hearts are four, meaning the hearts are of four types. قلب أغفل فذلك قلب الكافر. It is the heart that is أغفل, that is closed, and that is the heart, that the heart of the kafir. وقلب مصفح, and the heart that is مصفح, وذلك قلب منافق, and this is the heart of the منافق, the hypocrite. وقلب أجرد فيه سراج يزهر, and a heart that is أجرد, it has أجرد in it, it is a lamp, like a lamp that is illuminating. فذلك قلب المؤمن, and this is the heart of the believer. وقلب فيه إيمان ونفاق, and a heart that has within it إيمان, faith, and hypocrisy. Iman and nifaq, or hypocrisy. فَمَثَلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِيهِ كَمَثْلُ الشَّجَرَةِ يَمُدُّهَا مَاءٌ طَيِّبٌ. And the heart that has iman is like that of a bush that emits from it or exudes from it very pure, clean, good smelling water. And then the Prophet went on, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ومثل النفاق مثل القرحة يمدها قيح ودم. And the heart, or the example of the heart of the munafiq, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our hearts from being the heart of a munafiq and having nifaq in it, ameen, or the heart of hypocrisy, and those hearts are like a sore or an abscess that emits from it pus and blood. So brothers and sisters in Islam, this issue of the heart is extremely important, and this is the reason why we've come together for these 2 days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already united our hearts and made us brothers For before, some of us, many of us were enemies. And he united that instrument or that piece of flesh that is in our bodies called the heart. Lastly, brothers and sisters in Islam, we'd like to say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to have our hearts purified and to have our hearts cleansed, to have our hearts removed of all of those diseases of which those people who are more qualified...